It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is the 6th of February. It's Monday, and we will be having Worship and Wellness today. Our worship topic is They Built the Furniture, and Sister Lenny will be sharing with us the many faces of sugar, the many faces of sugar. It's time now for our opening prayer. My wife, undreamed of, Sister Maria, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, loving Lord, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. And now as your word is about to be spoken, we ask that you would bless it. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us to always grow in grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
as we open God's word, let's pray. Dear Father, thank you very much for this morning. We thank you so much for allowing us to have worship and wellness in the morning. We pray for the Holy Spirit to come and abide with us. We need thee and we expect great things from thee. We believe that you will give us that which is undreamed of for the purpose of finishing the work. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And Bezalel, as we read Exodus 37, and Bezalel made the ark of shittim wood. 2.5 cubits was the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1.5 cubits the height of it. So it was a little longer, and it was higher and deeper. And I believe this is going to be the largest of the pieces of furniture we will see as we move along. So it was 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. I want us to understand that this is God's throne with the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant, my friends. And it's so beautiful to recognize that they built it, which means God is there. God has his throne, and this is symbolic of the throne room in heaven where in the most holy place God sits to hear our prayers, to sit and send delegations of angels to help us, and also to hear the pleadings of Christ in our behalf. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and he made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, each 2 rings upon one side of it and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves of shittim wood and overlaid them with gold, and he put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark to bear the ark. And he made the mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubims of gold beaten out of 1 piece, made he them, of 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub on the end on the one side, and another cherub on the other end on that side. Out of the mercy seat made he the cherubims, 1 of the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim spread out their wings on high, and covered their wings over the mercy seat with their faces one to another, even to the mercy seat, word were the faces of the cherubims. Now I want to pause here and throw something into your thought process. We know in the plan of redemption that Lucifer was jealous of Jesus Christ. We also know that Lucifer, the Bible says, was a covering cherub. We also know that Jesus was mentioned to be Michael the Archangel. It is not impossible, neither would it be outside of God's plan, for these were symbolic angels, okay, made out of gold. But it's not impossible that though Jesus was God, he still worships the Father. So there's a lot of confusion regarding the Godhead, and unfortunately that confusion has come because Protestant churches have taken on the belief of the Trinity, which is a Catholic belief, which says that there's only one being, but he has 3 faces. He can manifest himself as a Father, manifest himself as a Son, manifest himself as the Holy Spirit, okay? That's the Catholic teaching. So even if the Protestant churches try to say, well, it's not like that, it's different, and they actually all 3 exist, you wouldn't want to use the term Trinity because that's what that means. I mean, green means green, burgundy means burgundy. These terms have meaning. So no Protestant church should have used the term Trinity. It's not even in the Bible, okay? And so because of that, a contrary movement has taken place that has pushed for the fact that there's only 2 beings in the Godhead, which is the Father and the Son, and that the Holy Spirit is not a being. Although the Bible says it's a being, the Spirit of Prophecy says he's a being, and the Spirit of Prophecy says he's a being. And so you know, I don't use the word Trinity. I don't believe in the Trinity. I believe there's a Father who is a being, a Son who is a being, a Holy Spirit who is a being. But I just want to bring out the fact that it is not impossible that the reason why Lucifer was jealous is that Christ took on the role of one of those cherubims at one point. I don't know that that's the case. I don't know for sure, but that is a possible postulate. That is a possibility. And you say, well, how could that be? You know, well, Jesus took upon himself the form of a man, and then we're made lower than the angels. So it's not outside of his character to take upon himself the form, but he was still the Son of God. He was still a divine being. And so when God the Father and Jesus went into communion together, and Lucifer wasn't invited, jealousy came in. Now, we know that is true. That is what happened. So I just want to share, because it kind of wakes up your natural sanctified imagination. Jesus can have different forms. And if he can be in the form of a man, he could have been in the form of an angel. We do know that from the spirit of prophecy that an announcement was made. After Lucifer's rebellion, an announcement was made by the Father, and he kind of introduced Jesus as the being that he really was. We read that in book Story of Redemption. I believe you'll read that in Patriarchs and Prophets. I'm not sure. But the point being made is that if God had to announce who Jesus was, then they didn't know who he was before that time. So there's some evidence to this point, I just want to share that. But these cherubim today, we know Gabriel would be one of those cherubim, that's what I understand, taking Lucifer's place right there at the presence of God. Two angels are in God's presence. And we don't know who the other is at this time. We know Lucifer was one, and therefore we move forward. But just to see the glory and the majesty of that, friends, and just imagine what that's like in heaven right now. All right, let's move on. We're in verse 10, and he made the table of shittim wood, talking about the table of showbread. 2 cubits was the length thereof. See, the other one's 2.5 cubits. So God's throne is greater than the word of God himself. But this is, the table represents God's word. 2 cubits was the length thereof, and a cubit, and a cubit the breadth thereof, and a cubit the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he made thereto a crown of gold round about. Also he made thereto a border of an handbreadth round about, and he made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and he put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof, over against the border, where the rings, the places, or the staves to bear the table. And he made the staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold to bear the table. And he made vessels which were upon the table, his dishes and his spoons and his bowls and his covers, to cover withal of pure gold. And he made, so that was representing God's word. So he made the ark, which is God's throne. Then he made the table, which is God's word. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see the order even that they were made. And he made the candlestick of pure gold of beaten work. Made he the candlestick, his shaft and his branch and his bowls and his knobs and his flowers were of the same. And 6 branches going out of the sides thereof, 3 branches of the candlesticks out of one side thereof, and there, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side thereof. 3 bowls made after the fashion of almonds in 1 branch, a knop and a flower, and 3 bowls made like almonds in another branch, a knop and a flower. So throughout the 6 branches going out of the candlestick. And the candlestick were of 4 bowls made like almonds, his knop and his flower, and a knop under the 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, and a knop under 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches going out of it. Their knops and their branches were of the same. All of it was of beaten work of pure gold. Now this represents service. So God had them make that which reminded them of his throne. Then he had them make that which would remind us of his word. Then he had them make that which would remind us of his service, of our service, but Christ's service too, because Christ came down to die for us. Service, witnessing, sharing our faith, showing love, medical missionary work, my friend. And he made the seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold, made he it and all the vessels thereof. So it's just interesting. This service is just all pure gold, friends. And that's what will happen even though we have our human humanity. When we do service, it's like the other pieces were of wood covered with gold. But this is just pure gold. It's just beautiful to show that God will live in us and serve in us, and our service can be made perfect. All right. And he made the incense altar of shittim wood that represents prayer. The length of it was a cubit, and the breadth of it a cubit, and it was four square. And so everything was just four square. And that's so interesting because, you know, the city is four square. The children of Israel, three tribes on one side, three tribes on the other side, three tribes on the other side, three tribes on the other side, three, six, nine, 12. Yep. And so it's like as if to say, no one's more important than anybody else. God hears all our prayers. That altar was four square. And he made two rings. Let me just make sure I got every verse. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both the top of it and the sides thereof, and the horns of it. And he made unto it a crown of gold round about. And he made two rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, to be places for the staves to bear it withal. And he made the staves of shittim wood and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices according to the work of the apothecary. And there you have it, my friends. God is good. And I just think it's beautiful that God told us that they made these pieces of furniture in it and then that they accomplished it. God wants us to accomplish coming to him in prayer. He wants us to accomplish coming to the word regularly and consistently, meditating upon it throughout the day. And he wants us to consistently do works of service and self-sacrificing labor to help others. It brings such joy to our own hearts. May God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the holy place, the most holy place, and the furnishings therein. We thank you that those are real in heaven and that these were simply symbols, earthly symbols of what's in heaven. We pray that we will learn more, that we will dwell more on your greatness and your coming, and the world will grow strangely dim. We pray that you will bless each person on this day, those who are hurting, those who are lonely, those who are sad. We pray that you will bring joy. We pray that you will bring comfort. We pray that you will bring peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, we're going to take a break with our intermission song. That is the Torso Song. And after that, we'll hear from Sister Lenny, who will share with us the many faces of sugar.
Pennsylvania, there's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural. natural chemo. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Corso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Hear from Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Monday. The many faces of sugar. When you think sugar, do you automatically picture a heaping spoonful of the granulated white stuff? Well, there are a lot more sugars than meet the eye. Sugars are carbohydrates, which the body converts to glucose to use for its main source of fuel. Sugars are found naturally in fruits, vegetables, grains, legumes, and milk, dairy, and non-dairy. But sugar's claim to fame is the pleasing sweetness it provides when added to goodies such as cakes, cookies, and candy. You may be surprised to learn that sugars are also added to many not-so-sweet foods such as salad dressings and tomato sauce. May be high in sugar if one of these names is the first or second ingredient, or if several types appear on the list, such as brown sugar, corn sweetener, corn syrup, fructose, fruit juice concentrate, high fructose corn syrup, invert sugar, lactose, maltose, molasses, raw sugar, honey. You know, I'm going to share something with you about honey. A lot of people say, you know, if you're vegan or you're a plant-based eater, you shouldn't use honey. But what it is, you shouldn't use just regular honey, but raw honey, unfiltered, organic, non-GMO, is good. I'm a plant-based eater. I eat honey, one, because it's in the Bible. You know, but you have to use your own, you know, discretion. But that I hear that a lot about honey. The next time you go to the grocery store, go to the sugar aisle. You'll notice many bags of sugar labeled 100% pure cane sugar. Most likely, this sugar has been refined using bone char. Okay, it's so hard to get away from sugar. A lot of people do use a lot of sugar. But when they talk about honey and people who are vegan and non-vegan that eat a plant-based diet shouldn't use honey, well, they shouldn't use sugar either, if that's the case, because of the bone char that's in a lot of sugar. So let's say no to bone char, okay? Let's try to, you know, choose our sugars wisely. Raw honey, beet, and coconut sugar, never, ever include bone char. Okay? What is bone char? If you don't know what bone char is ground up cow bone in the sugar. Okay? So this information is coming from Food for Health and Healing, pages 32 to 33. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. What a blessing. Roll call time. We have representation from Georgia, from Oklahoma, from Ohio, from North Carolina, from Delaware and Delaware again, from Maryland. From Maryland again, we have representation from Alabama and Ohio again. We're your servants here in Pennsylvania. Is there anyone that would like to share anything please feel free, press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. We have about 30 minutes to the top of the hour, if there is anyone. Well, we have a wellness retreat, and we have a couple here that is have here as helpers, and they have just yesterday celebrated 46 years of marriage. So they chose to do medical missionary work on their honeymoon. Now, I don't know if that was their top choice, but they had a friend that needed a lot of help, and they said we can go with him. So people are making sacrifices that a lot of people in the world wouldn't make to help people, friends. And so we praise God for that. And I can tell you, the gentleman that's here, he's walking much better, and pressures are down, his blood sugar is down, he's on less medication. So God is wonderful. God is good. He's the great physician. That being said, we're going to go ahead and close out with prayer. My wife, I dreamed up, will take us to the throne. Oh, sister, please.
I'm sorry. I'm requesting special prayer from everyone who gets on the call, you, Sister Maria. I have a brother-in-law who is very sick. He was in the hospital. They've discharged him because they said there's nothing else they can do for him but medicate him and therapy. But he has a brain disease, and he's having a lot of issues with it, vertigo and a lot of different things going on, headaches. I'm just asking you to pray. Pray for me as I work with my sister who is choosing to do natural things with him. You know, a lot of times when the devil says no, Jesus says yes. So, you know, she has called on me to help her. So I'm just praying that you pray for me as I help her and my brother-in-law so that he can heal. And just pray for him, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Here's no one in the queue. We'll go ahead and have
let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for allowing us to be able to open up your word and to come together as your son and daughters and to hear the message today. Lord, we want to put forth the petition that was just asked. You know the intricate case that's going on with the brother's brain, your son, and we just ask that you will use Sister Lenny in a special way, give her special insight to his case so that the right treatments and remedies can be done that may help him, Lord. We ask that you will heal spiritually, mentally, and physically, all in accordance with your perfect will. And we do pray that for those that are in his care will be able to seek you out as well, Lord, asking for guidance and direction through the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray that you will bless every heart in this line in a special way as we work unto you. May we pause throughout the day, giving you praise, glory, and honor, recognizing that it is you who is helping us. Give us the everlasting strength that we need and the faith that we need, Lord, to be able to go through our personal trials. Help us, Lord, as we see things rapidly changing in the world today. May we not be discouraged. May we have no fear, but may we have all trust and dependence upon you, our protector, our God, and our soon-to-come King. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in
to love.